Welcome to Creative Disturbance.
Rencontre avec
Meeting.
Andrzej Cakl.
Andre, you're working with the art and technoscience organization SIANT, and as part of a Trust Me, I'm an Artist project, you created the exhibition of the work Molding the Signifier by Ivor Djosi, shown at the Export Cultural Center in Prague this November 2015. Molding the Signifier is an evolving installation within which mold is tracked by electronic devices, and the collected data affect, interfere with the quote-unquote cognitive system of a virtual human, causing disruption in the behavior of this character over time, a disruption which we usually associate with mental illness manifestations. It is the first time that an artificial intelligence is brought into the scrutiny of a Trust Me project. What were the reasons of this choice?
The reason why I chose to support Ivor Djosi and choose his artwork for our project has two levels. So the first reason was that I think that Molding the Signifier represents that kind of new media art, generally, which is unique for its specificity and for the fact that this concrete artwork cannot be done in a different manner. It's really very much connected to the medium used. The second one is why is it fitting to Trust Me, I'm an Artist project, and where is this ethical constraint or ethical problem in it? So usually in Trust Me, I'm an Artist, there are kind of, I would say, standard bio art pieces or pieces dealing with medicine or biomedicine. This one obviously is not that kind. I think that the ethical problems that this artwork is questioning is on a much more philosophical level. That's why I think it shall be a part, as one of the parts only, of Trust Me, I'm an Artist, to have something like a balance. Because in Trust Me, I'm an Artist, we are dealing with the practical problems of artists, creators, and experts. Like, you want to do the piece of art. I mean, you wanna create an art piece, but then you are, for example, not allowed to do that by some committee or by some, you need to ask for ethical improvement and so on. But there is no questioning about why the ethics actually exist in the world. And this artwork is asking very apparent questions about the responsibility of the creator, about someone who is choosing to use another living creature in order to create something higher.
Trust me. I'm an artist.
You said that this work is addressing ethics on a philosophical ground. Can you develop that and explain a little bit more and be more concrete by explaining the different bits that and pieces of the work that is really addressing this issue?
I will start from a bit of description of the work, actually, in the words. What's beautiful about this piece is that if you want to describe it, you have to tell the story. You have to describe the system, which means you are actually telling the story. So the story goes like that. There is the artificial intelligence, and this artificial intelligence is connected with the living bacteria. So as much as the bacteria are growing, the data collected using the electronical devices and measures are influencing the behavior of the artificial intelligence. That's what you already said. So obviously there is like a connection between bacteria and between something totally digital, which is artificial intelligence. Now, more and more the bacteria grow, less and less this digital creature is able to talk fluently, whereas it starts with totally fluent speech. So what is this question here? And why I think it's more philosophical than the practical ethical issues is that the artist chose to use the bacteria in order to destroy someone else's mind. And for that, first, he needed to create this mind. It's like a Frankenstein trouble, because he actually created a different intelligence, something that is supposed to have its own mind, just in order to destroy it within 2 days with the help of the public and audience. Because the people who are entering the installation, they do interact also with the bacteria by their breathing, by their, you know, changing the humidity. And anything you do just by approaching the artwork helps to destroy this innocent, artificial, intelligent creature which was actually brought to life by a human. And I think that there is something very negative and pessimistic inside of this artwork, saying we people only create in order to harm someone.
Would you agree that it's more on a conceptual level? That this work is more about ethics than incorporating, so to speak, an ethical question by itself?
I think indeed, but only it depends where you put the ethics itself, because I don't think that ethics or moral problems are conceptual. So if you take seriously ethics as it is, like what is good, what is bad, how do we, as a human, how do we act and what is our place on the planet Earth, then it stops to be a conceptual work. It starts to be actually, the artist, he really created this artificial intelligence. He did it by his hand and his brains. So it's very practical from some point of view.
Could we say that this work is speculative ethics about issues and creatures, issues that are not existing yet, and about creatures that are not, strictly speaking, alive and conscious and autonomous yet? So, like we have speculative bio art in the field of synthetic biology, for instance, at the moment, would you consider that to be a speculative ethical artwork?
Yes, I agree completely. It is a speculative artwork. It is the artwork which opens the ethical questions, which, you know, for ethical question, it's always a bit too late. If you ask them after something is already here, then you have to, you start from actually solving the problem. This artwork is raising the question which will one day arrive. And it's great that there is an artist who is already able to represent the problem and make a concrete piece of art or concrete artwork which is actually already asking those questions, because one day they will be the most important for us. I think it's near future.
And actually, in this work, there are real living organisms that are the mold and the bacteria is growing there. And apparently, very few people ask questions about the fact that we are using them and that probably we did not ask their permission. So how do you consider that component?
That's right. It's true that the piece, as I already said, has like two faces. There are two sides. The one is artificial and the one is living organisms. I would consider it childish to really raise the ethical problem from the fact that we are using the bacteria. We are doing it every day. Bacteria are part of our bodies.
Just me. I'm an artist.
I have another question as well. The job of a curator is to be a mediator between the artist, the artworks on one side, and the audience on the other side. How do you see your role here, and how do you see how you can engage the audience into those issues and questions? And in this work, I think it's kind of difficult for the audience to see fully the potential ethical issues as, is disrupting a computer program. And so how do you see your responsibility as a curator to deliver the message of the work?
The responsibility of the curator in Prague, I think, differs from the responsibility of the curators in other parts of Europe, especially the Western Europe, because even the new media art as the whole area is not that popular and common here. So almost anything you do is still has a bit of pioneering. So there is, you need to perform more and make a bigger effort even to be able to exhibit something of new media art here, because people would basically not even consider it ethically relevant. They would consider it not art. The second question, how to raise the ethical aspects. Concretely, that means to deliver to the potential audience the information about the fact that this artwork is processual, it's time-based. You will not get the message by just one attendance or just one view. So you have to stress that there is something what is artificially living, that this artwork is time-based, that it's processual, and that you would not get the message if you would just once attend it as normally you do with the visual art, for example, that you need to visit this artificial intelligence several times in order to live a short part of your life together and experience the decadence which is implemented in it. I chose to exhibit the work because I found that it's, for myself, there isn't a big ethical question in it. So I still hope that the artwork is itself able to show this question already there. So I need to hope that people will get it too. He is showing a picture of literally dying young women, young faces. And we know that this is just a simulation based on software. So there is nothing really dying. It's just software which is collapsing, let's say. But this image of the human face, it really is so emotional that you start to ask the question about the life of the software, I would say, something like that. But it's crazy. But I think that he wants to play with us this game. Like, when do we actually consider artificial intelligence as independent existence?
Des pastilles, ear, à sucer pour l'oreille, candy.